bankruptcy, should be, in theory, and again, as John pointed out, you know, in these transactions where so much money is involved, theory doesn't get you very far because any kind of approximation breeds litigation and difficulty. But in theory, these credit default swaps aren't such a big deal. In other words, imagine that you've got an ordinary company, their credit default swaps written on that company. Well, the filing of a bankruptcy petition is simply a credit event. And the credit event happens, then instantly there is physical settlement, and the nanosecond after the bankruptcy petition is filed, the person who was involved in the credit default swap transaction now actually owns the claim. That person prosecutes the claim through bankruptcy just like anyone else. And so on the face of it, you know, nothing in bankruptcy changes, nothing in bankruptcy is different. What's problematic is that the time it takes to physically settle these accounts is not instant. It could be some number of weeks, and given modern bankruptcy practice, number of weeks is an eternity. Just think of Lehman Brothers, for example, where Lehman Brothers is, among other things, an entity on which these CDSs were written. Most of the assets of Lehman Brothers were sold within the first 5 days. The physical settlement happened sometime after that. So if you're a player who ends up being the creditor, you don't even come to the table until after a lot of the events have taken place. And that's one of the things you need to worry about. In terms of taking 10 steps back and asking, you know, what is actually going on here and how do we think about it? The big risk you have with credit default swaps, and something we're going to have to play through, is that we have a huge separation between the person who holds the economic interest in a claim against a particular company and the person who actually has the control rights. And in theory, parties should work this out. But right now, we have this odd situation where the person who you usually go to for a waiver is someone who, by virtue of the credit default swap, may actually not be at risk. It used to be the case, if you go to the bank and say, I'm in real trouble, if you don't issue me a waiver, I'm going to file for bankruptcy, the bank would say, well, we've got to work something out. Let's do a waiver. Let's do a deal. Now the bank says, well, wait a second. You mean if you file for bankruptcy tomorrow, if I don't say waive the covenant, you're going to file for bankruptcy tomorrow, and that's going to trigger the CDS, which means tomorrow I'll be paid off in full and I'll never have to talk to you again? You know, hurt me, you know, file for bankruptcy. And you know, in theory, in equilibrium, this doesn't happen because the person who's on the other side of the CDS transaction will, of course, make sure the bank doesn't misbehave like that. But exactly how long it takes to get to a point where these control rights are correctly parceled out is something we're gonna have to worry about. And just to make one final observation, and second, what John said, make one final observation about the lessons of Enron here. I think the district court opinion is garbage, but put that to one side. The basic thing you have to remember in all these transactions, the basic rule of Anglo-American law is nemo dot. What you have is only as good, presumptively, as what your transferor had. There are lots of exceptions to that, but the background rule is nemo dot. A problem that CDS market is there's so many different counterparties, you always have to worry how good all the previous counterparties were. I'm not saying this isn't going to be overcome. When we develop a market, it'll be a lot better. But you always have to worry about that risk lingering in the background. And again, it may not be that big a risk, but when you have a market that now is only $30 trillion, just a very, very small bit of uncertainty is enough to make you genuinely nervous.
Judge Grossman and Tom Hanisick, do you have anything you'd like to add to the discussion so far?
I left